Zvachim Perches Mishne Yud. Hanitonim Matono Achas Shenisarvu Benitonim Matono Achas. Two types of Zirikos, two types of Kabonis, both of which are B'matono Achas, which is only Bechor Maisim and Pesach, Kimimimim Perches Umakoimon. So with it, you have no problem, put them together. You know, Matono Achas. Matan Arba B'matan Arba. The Pasha says we're talking about something that has four Nesinois. L'maisa, that's not the Pshan, the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here means where it's put on all four sides, namely the Shtayim Shein Arba, which is the regular Zvika of Shlomim, Oidlo, and Oshom. So if the two of those are mixed up, again, Yinosnu B'matan Arba, there's no problem the fact that there's a Teruvis. The reason why I can't be talking about Matan Arba, Kipshutei, Korban Chatos, is because the Korban Chatos, we have a day in the Mishnah before, the Yishof Chulamu. So here we're talking about Shtayim Shein Arba. Now the Mishnah that says the third case, Matan Arba B'matono Achas. What's mixed up is the Shlomim Oilo Oshem together with Korban Pesach U'maisen. Reb Lezer, I mean, Yinosnu B'matan Arba. Do Matan Arba, that means that there's nothing wrong with doing the Zurika to be Yotzo Yedei Choyvas. Meiser, Pesach, Bechor. The word Choyvas, when we're talking about Meiser and Bechor, is a little bit not precise. Because there's no choiv. If the carbon would be nifsal, so the carbon would be nifsal. If the behemoth of a bechor is nifsal b'shchitoso, or if there's a psul shalai l'shmo, so then lo yatzi dechavasa, it doesn't make a difference. There's no choiv. But Pesach, certainly one could use the nusach of lo yatzi dechavasa. But in any case, we're talking over here about a matan arba. Rebbe Lezer, oimi yinostum b'matan arba, there's absolutely nothing wrong. That's l'chor pashut. And here, you don't need Rebbe Lezer l'shitosoi, who's Mekel in the other Mishnahs. It happens to be the same Rebbe Lezer, but you don't need to come on to the Chidushin that we were Masber earlier. Obed sedo adeichel lakes, Yeshua oimi yinostum b'matan achas. Yeshua says, do it b'matan achas. Remember that on any matan shtayim shein arba, Matona achas mehem ma'akovis kimivu in perkeizu mukaim. You don't need shtayim shein arba. It's only in the Karmel Chatos. There's a shala how much is likuv machlokes b'shama b'silil. But certainly in the kabbonis of shtayim shein arba matona achas dayoy. So Yeshua says to do it. You know, some matona achas. Now the shala is, what do you have to lose by doing a shtayim shein arba? Should you do too much of the ones that need less, or too little of the ones that need more? That's exactly the needin. Amalei Rebbe Lezer, Varei Oivei al Baltigra. Stodach HaPosuk in Parshas Vayeschanon of Baltoisev and Baltigra. If a person puts on five tzitzis, he's over Baltoisev. He puts on three, he's over Baltigra. So over here, you could either do a mitzvah with too much, namely the Matono Achasin that you put on Arba, or you could do with too little by doing the Matonas Arba with one. So Rebbe Lezer opens up the question by asking, what's with Baltigra? Why be yitz with putting on less? Amalei Rebbe Yeshua, Varei Oivei al Bal Toisev. Which one is better, which one is worse? Amalei Rebbe Lezer, Lo Nema Bal Toisev, Ela Kishuhu Ba'atzmoi. There's no Bal Toisev here. Look at the rationale behind what he's saying is, Bal Toisev is not when a person does an extra maisa in a mitzvah. It's when a person does the mitzvah in a way that's clearly misalif, that is mezayif, the tzura of the mitzvah. Over here, he's not being mezayif, the tzura of the korban, shvichas, the maisu, the bechor, the pesach. He's doing it because it's mixed with something else. He's doing it because of the shlamim oilo oshom that's mixed in. So why would there be bal taisiv? Amalei Rebbe Yeshua, leinema bal tigur kshubatzma. The same taina goes both ways. Hein letav, hein lemutav. Vayid Amalei Rebbe Yeshua, kishinosato, avarta al bal taisiv osisa maisu biyadecho, kishaloi nosato,
this is a new svara. The svara is over here. You're going to do one or the other. Which one is worse? To get into a bal toisiv, where you're being over bekum vaseh, or a bal tigur where you're being over b'shev al tasi. You're not doing the second zrika. Better to do b'lois vaseh. Now, the chedetain on that back of Rebbe Lezer has to be that Rebbe Lezer is not dispo. The Rebbe Lezer holds that there is no bal toisiv. That's what you have to say, and which really goes back to the first with the first tshuva. The tshuva is Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua seem to be arguing, even though he answers them back, le'nema bal tikkur, le'nema bal toisiv. They seem to be arguing whether bal toisiv or bal tikkur shayach by dover, sheyesh by teruvis.
which you could say is a little bit meisha shaychit l'shita sehem. Says well, kor b'lezel l'shita soy that you can be mekel by a zach, and you could say roya. So, mele, when you're spritzing more dam, you'll say roya the extra dam kilo. It's mayim legabi the extra, and that's why there's no bal toisiv. Mashenkin Rabbi Shua will say we'll be going according to shita chachom. Take a look at the Tosfos. Sometimes some of the Mefarshim explain this way that Rabbi Shua is really the Shita of the Chachamim with a new Knech. And then there's the Bazundir of Baltos of Baltrika. Now, others, Taina, Rishonim, already have a Medumah. It's Tosfos. And Ervin, Tosfos, and Tosfos. So I'll bring the Red Barichus. Why not say that Aviv Vait is a mitzvah saseh to do the Zrikas Dam, B'matan Arba? So to put one, why not say Aseh the Chaloy Saseh according to Rabbi Shua? Chayra, you have a kiyum mitzvah saseh. Maybe it would be doicha the bal tigra, a normal bal tigra, a bal toisiv. You're not being mekayim anymore mitzvah saseh. But over here you are being mekayim mitzvah saseh because klape the zrikas dam shlomim or oila, there is a mitzvah. So one tshuva is that since b'diavad yoytz over here because shvichach is yoytz even for shlomim oila, therefore there is no imperative of aseh derech saseh. Another teretz is to say that over here since it was mixed up b'pshia. So there is no Aseh Dechel Aseh. Vinishvi, the other Nekuda that's brought over here is that there would be a mokum to say that Baltigra, this should be the best case in Shas of Baltos of Baltigra, because over here you yoitz by doing less. So it's the case of, we said before, a case of putting three corners of tzitzis on, or three pashas of tefillin. So there's Dvar B'Telem. Because there's no ma'aseh mitzvah at all. Over here, there is a ma'aseh mitzvah because you're yotze b'di'evit, and you're being yotze b'di'evit in a way that's deficient in the ma'aseh mitzvah. Maybe that's where the bal toisiv, and the bal tigra primarily is. The ma'aseh, the sugis hashas, is that there is bal toisiv, bal tigra, even by putting on five parashas of tefillin, three parashas of tefillin. So that's the machlokes of Elazar and Yeshua over here. Now to the next Mishnah, Mishnah Yer Aleph. Hanitonu bifnim. This is something that we haven't had till now. Zrikas Hadam, there's most Zrikas Hadam Abachutz on the Mizbeach Bazora. The very rear Karbonis, the Parvasoy of Yom HaKippurim, or the Chatois that are discussed in Meseches Hoiris, those have a Zrikas Hadam Bifnim. So the shaila is, what happens if nitonim bifnim were mixed together with nitonim bachutz? Yeshofchu lo amo. This is l'chayr the chacham that we had before in Mishnah Tess, that you can't put a zrika shaloi bim koimoi even b'teres mayim. According to Rabbi Elazar, l'chayr it should work. According to Rabbi Elazar, l'chayr what you'll do over here is, you'll take from the dam of this taruvis, you'll put it b'mokam haroi, and you'll be mechavin for the korban sharoi. It's Azrika, and for the carbon that's Shaloi b'mokayim, it's Kamayim. The Chayra, according to Rabbi Elazar, shouldn't be any different over here. So the Mishnah over here is Sosam like the Chachom of Rabbi Elazar. Now, the Mishnah adds a new Knech. Nosam b'chutz, v'chozav nothing b'fnim. He took this case of Taruvis, of Nitan b'fnim, Nitan b'chutz. He was Zorik Dam b'chutz on the Mizbeach Chitzoin, and then he went b'fnim, is kosher. Why? Because since he put it b'chutz, you're right, he shouldn't have done it, but we had before in the Mishnah, if it's done l'maisa, it doesn't passel. So merely his yoytze idechev as carbon b'chutz, and then he took the taruvus and went in, and he was zorik the dam that needed hazor b'fnim. So l'maisa, it's kosher. B'fnim v'chozav v'nosim b'chutz. But if he does the converse, he put the dam b'fnim, and then he went b'chutz, Rebbe Kiva poysel v'chachom v'machshirim. Over here, it's not a shala whether he's allowed to or not. That we're paskening Yishof Kolam is not allowed to. We're talking about he did it. It's more than that. But the evidence possible. Why be the evidence possible? The Maisa, the Nitan of Bachutz will put, and the Nitan of Bafnim will put. See, here we have a new Gzeis HaKosim. The Pasuk says, V'cholchatos asher yuva midom, as the Pasuk of Pashat Tzav, elo el moed l'chape b'akoydish, loy se'ocho bo'ish tisorif. Rebbe Kiva holds that this Pasuk is talking about that any dam that's brought Bifnim, any carbon chitzoni that's brought bifnim, the dam is nifsal. It's like dam that was yotzo mimkaimoy. Now, yotzo mimkaimoy normally is it went to a place with less kedusha. This is a chiddush that it went to a place that has more kedusha. Afilohachi becomes possible. The Chachamim do not hold of this din. The Chachamim makshirim. The sound of Mishnah is mazbe. Shoyer b'kivoy mekol adomim shenichnesu lechape ba'eichol posel. The Chachamim oimim that's not kol adomim. This posel is only talking about chatos. Chatos chitzoyni that went bifnim pasels. But this din is not a din by dam shlomim or oilo that went inside. Rabbi Leza oimer afa oshom shenema kachatos kol oshom. This is Rabbi Leza's Bavus Deshita, which we already had back in Perek Aleph, where Rabbi Leza said that the same way Chatos has a din that Shaloi Lishma apostles, so Oshem as well. Chatos and Oshem go together. He has a hekish comparing Chatos and Oshem regarding this din as well, regarding the psul of Dam Sheyot Shenichnas Bifnim. It's worth pointing out that the Gemara darshens this din of Dam, either Chatos or Kol Dam, that's Chitzoin, that was nichnas lefim, is only when it was nichnas lefim amanas lechaper. So the Mefarshim brings down, take a look at the Taisis Yom Tiv, that this is called amanas lechaper. He didn't stam take the dam inside, he took the dam into be meskaper from this dam. Aye, he took it into be meskaper from the dam hapnimi that was muruv in this case, not to be meskaper from the dam achitzim bifnim, no matter. That's called nichnas amanas lechaper, and it passes up the dam. Let's point out that the Gemara is medayik a little bit more. You see the Mefarshim over here in the Pasuk. The Loshon of the Pasuk that we read before is V'chol Chatos Asher Yuva Midomo. So first of all, V'chol Chatos, according to Rebbe Kiva, is marbe any dam shemiskape. The Chatos is not a carbon Chatos. V'chol is marbe anything that's mechate, that's mechape, any dam. The Chachamim Darshin, V'chol Chatos, Chatos, but it doesn't have to be exactly the same type of chatos. Even l'moshul, this is an akeva, this is a zocher, this is a sword, this is a kizba. B'chol chatos, any dam chatos that's nichnas. Another point to be medayik over is what the Gemara is medayik, asher yuva midomo, which tells us that midomo is dafke chatos. Lafuke rebelez is rosha, which he has, not in Perek Vov with his din is, but in Perek Zayin in Pashat Tzav, Kachatos Ko'oshem Tayrachas Lam, which is where Belezadashim Zagabi Shalay Lishmo, and other dinim where he's Medam Mechatos and Oshem.